Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Our preacher is Pastor Heidi Johns. This is the first Sunday for Pastor Heidi as our interim pastor.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be to God. All right. Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, Jesus, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who inspires us all. Amen. Well, I have been waiting for this day for a few months now, and I'm glad that it's finally here, because today I step into the role as your interim pastor, walking with you in ministry while you continue your search for a permanent pastor. As your interim, I will be preaching most Sundays and administering the sacraments. I will connect with folks in need of pastoral care, and I will attend council meetings and get to know your leaders and offer support to the leaders and to the programs of the church. And of course, I will do other duties as assigned. So I am really excited to be here. Just a bit about me. I retired from full-time ministry after 31 years, back in May of 2022, I most recently served at Good Shepherd down in Cincinnati, and I live in Evendale. But since my retirement, I have actually done interim positions part-time at two other churches, St. John's in Miamisburg and Epiphany in Centerville. Now, Epiphany in Centerville may sound familiar to you because that is the place where Pastor Corey took his new call. So, he put me out of work up there, but then he opened up another opportunity to serve down here. So, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Now, what has made doing these interims so fun for me is getting to know the people at each congregation. Getting to know you is what I'm looking forward to. I would love to get together with any of you, with all of you, over a cup of coffee or lunch or just for conversation. I'm happy to see you here at the church, at your home, at your favorite coffee shop or restaurant, wherever. Just to have a conversation. It doesn't have to be a big agenda. I just would love to get to know you. If you happen to find yourself facing a hospital visit or a life transition, I would love to pray with you about that, or maybe share communion with you. If you want to contact me, you can do so directly or let Gail in the office know. Gail and I already have each other on speed dial. So just reach out. I am so much looking forward to getting to know you and hearing your stories. So on this, our first official Sunday together, Let's roll up our sleeves and look at this story from Luke's gospel about Jesus visiting Martha and her sister Mary. It's a very human story, a very relatable story about two sisters who are experiencing some tension in their relationship. Two sisters who have very different approaches to faith and life, and those differences get magnified when Jesus visits. Martha's response to Jesus coming to visit is that she gets busy. She offers hospitality to Jesus. She opens her home. I imagine her tidying up that home and trying to fix a flawless, perfect, delicious meal for Jesus. She is concerned about taking care of his physical needs. And we can relate to that, right? Many of us can relate to getting your home ready, fixing a meal for guests who are coming over. Now imagine if that guest was Jesus. Whoa, no pressure, right? Mary, on the other hand, has a different approach. She takes a seat at Jesus' feet when he arrives. She's taking on the posture of a student, of a disciple. She wants to make the most of this time with Jesus, and so she just sits and listens to him. So you see what is happening. Martha is doing, Mary is being. Martha is serving, Mary is abiding. In the story, we see these two responses to Jesus, Martha's action and Mary's contemplation. So which is better? Who had the right response? How are we supposed to respond to Jesus in our midst, not only as individual people, but also as a congregation? Well, I'm new here, so would you say that Resurrection is more of a Martha church or a Mary church? Are you a church of being or a church of doing? It's a church of doing, serving your neighbor, providing hospitality, feeding the hungry. As a church of being, more learning and growing as a disciple and hanging on every word that Jesus provides. Are you a church of action or a church of contemplation? Don't jump to the end, people. I mean, it feels like a false choice, right? We want to be both. And yet, in this story, Jesus says that Mary has chosen the better part, that she has chosen the right response to Jesus in their midst. But is Jesus really choosing contemplation over action? Well, let's look at the story a little closer, especially at Martha's response to what is happening. Do you remember what Martha did in her flurry of activity? What did she do? She gets frustrated, right? She's frustrated, she's stressed, and she goes to Jesus and she says, can you picture her with her hands on her hips? Lord, don't you care? Lord, don't you care that my sister has left all of the work for me to do? Tell her to help me. In fact, it's interesting that Martha is actually more focused on Mary's behavior than on her own relationship with Jesus. Does that sound familiar at all? Jesus isn't saying that Martha's gift of hospitality is somehow less than Mary's devoted attention. Jesus is calling Martha out on her distraction and her worry and her lack of focus. And Jesus could just as well be talking to us. Because distractions and worry are alive and well, not only in our lives, but also in our churches. I mean, there's so many things that pull our focus away from Jesus. I mean, what are those worries that are consuming you? What are those distractions that become stumbling blocks to you having the abundant life that Jesus longs for you to have? Have you ever had a Martha moment where you've been so distracted by what someone else was doing wrong that you wanted to go to Jesus and say, "Lord, don't you care? Lord, don't you care what they're doing? Tell them to stop." Well, today Jesus, I imagine it, gently calls our name and invites us to put that worry and distraction aside, get our binoculars out, and focus on him. Because if you get right down to it, this isn't really a story about Martha or Mary. This is a story about Jesus. Jesus is the one needful thing that will not be taken away from us. Jesus is the better part. This story is about Jesus coming to us in our daily lives. He shows up in our homes and our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our churches. Jesus shows up. This story shows us that. Let's not miss him. Let's not miss the moment because we are so caught up in our distraction and our worry. This isn't really a story about choosing action over contemplation or being over doing. This is a story about focusing on Jesus. Whether we're serving or learning, preparing a meal or sitting at Jesus' feet, the one needful thing is to keep Jesus as the center of our lives. And to keep Jesus as the center of our mission as a church. So is resurrection a Martha church or a Mary church? I hope the answer is yes. I hope we are both. That we are a Martha church that takes action, as I know you do, to feed the hungry. To offer hospitality to strangers, to work for justice. But on the other side, you are also a Mary church, or you wouldn't be here today and every week as we gather together to sit at Jesus' feet, to hear his word, to be fed at his supper, to soak in the presence His presence that gives us life. So let's be both, church, a Mary and a Martha, a church of doing and being and serving and learning. Whatever we're doing, wherever we're being, our focus is on Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.